This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. This is Mike Roth. I'm here today with Brent Cridge, the publisher of Village Neighbors magazines. And I'm saying that as plural because there are actually two magazines, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
How long ago did you start the second magazine, Village Neighbors South?
Village Neighbors South launched in August of 2019, primarily in the Finney, DeSoto, McClure area.
Great. Before we go much further into the show, I've always got to put a joke in. So, Brent, what has three letters and starts with gas?
I don't know.
A car.
Ah.
Okay, we have one good joke in the show. Brent, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how long you've been with the magazine?
Yeah, prior to the magazine, I was with a corporate America company for 22 years, and my wife has been a very talented person and a writer and so forth, and found the company that we're with now, and how I got my foot into the door with the company Best Version Media and being the publisher of Village Neighbors magazine. I've been with the company a little over 5 years now and enjoy what I do in really just two simple ways. One, I provide a beautiful neighborhood magazine that's written for, about, and by the neighbors. They love to read. And number two is I get to help sponsors grow in the specific target neighborhood that's important to them.
Mm-hmm. Brent, I noticed the magazine's content is quite varied. Do you have a formula for what goes in the magazine as content?
Really, not a formula, more so than just as far as it goes, we want to keep things neighborhood-driven. All the contents we want to have is for, about, and by the villagers here. And we want to keep it positive. Of course, we don't have any negative type of things, no social problems, no political things like that. It's all a positive, uplifting. You feel good when you read it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you've been with the magazine yourself for how long?
About 5.5 years now.
5.5 years. And that means you've put out 12 issues a year, about 60 magazines. Brent, why don't you tell me about the favorite advertiser that you work with?
Oh, boy. I love all my sponsors in my magazine, but I'll have to say, you know, Carol from Carol's Trips has to be our longest tenured sponsor and my favorite. She's been with us since almost the beginning of when Village Neighbors was launched back in 2011. She started in 2013, and a wonderful lady. Runs her business with her heart and just is so genuine. She does travel. Just a wonderful person to work with.
Mm-hmm. Have you personally ever taken one of her trips?
I have not yet, but we're looking into that. We definitely, she's given us a lot of options, and my wife and I haven't done a lot of traveling, but as we get into that part of our life, we're looking to do a lot more traveling here soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carol, make sure you get Brent a good trip. Brent, In looking at the magazine, what is the split between advertising and stories that you attempt to get to?
Yeah, I would say that for the most part, we are probably going to have about 50% of the content being stories, and then the other 50% to be the advertisers. Now, with that content, though, our advertisers, especially our expert contributors, are able to provide expert content. In other words, they can write educational pieces, give tips, information, advice in their specialty. So that's also part of the content that's very valuable when you're looking at...
That's something special mm-hmm. about your publications, because you have a series of experts as contributors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 15 or 20 of them here in this magazine.
Yes, for instance, Yvonne Tepstick. She's been an expert in our magazine for over 7 years now, and she actually is a villager, and she does healthcare insurance, and we're coming up on enrollment time, and so she's doing her articles and giving the educational pieces on what plans people should look at and why. So it helps people, helps guide them in the right directions. And it sparks an interest, and then they'll reach out to her for more information.
Sure. And in each magazine, on average, how many of your contributors are from the experts?
How many of the
articles are written
advertisers
by?
Are
no,
experts?
Not the advertisers, oh. But you know, if you have, I don't, you have a magazine that's what, 36 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means you have, I don't know, 18 pages of copy and 18 pages of ads.
Oh, yeah, let me clarify. So our experts aren't monthly writers, they're quarterly writers. So
okay.
It's four times a year. So
each
we spread
one.
It out, each one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some choose not to write. I mean, I know I have a few sponsors that just want that spot. They want to have that exclusivity, and they are blocking their competition from being able to take that premium spot.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any CPAs or accountants in the category?
Not in the expert category, but just down the road. We do have a CPA running an ad in one of our magazines.
Well, good for him. I think CPAs.
Sure, her, actually.
Oh, good for her. I don't think CPAs do enough pertinent business development work to help their practices. Some do. Most don't. In the healthcare markets, you have a lot of stories in the magazine I'm holding about healthcare. What's your feeling about putting more healthcare stories into your magazine?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important area for all people, you know, to be able to have that education in each specific specialty. And that's the key to our expert program is, you know, you may have a family doctor all the way up to, you know, a specialty doctor like a cardiologist or, you know, you name it, whatever specialty they are. So each one can provide content individually in that specialty. So it's valuable for people that may be looking for some advice, maybe looking for some information to lead them in the right direction. And that's what our articles try to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have articles from some of the larger healthcare organizations in our area?
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure what specifically you might be thinking of, but yes.
Well, UF Health, Shands would be, as they own both of the hospitals and a building a third, might be an interesting story.
That would be. I actually had met with UF, the Auxiliary Foundation, and they were considering doing some content for some of their events that are coming up. We'll see where that goes.
Mm-hmm. You should really talk to Heather Long.
Okay.
She was CEO involved with a lot of the planning of the new hospital, and I'm sure they'd like to talk about what they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are going to be some big changes, I understand, where they're going to be sending down residents from Shands to the Villages Hospitals and the Leesburg Hospital way before the new hospital is completed to improve care. And I think that's something that everyone's concerned about. You know, I'm concerned with performing arts, and I see that you have a couple of pages in the book on performing arts. What is your outlook on performing arts in the book? Let me rephrase the question. Brent, when your magazine covers the performing arts, what are you guys looking to do for the community in the magazine?
Well, Mike, I mostly rely on Denise for that content, so mm-hmm. I don't personally get and tremendously involved in that. So I don't want to speak for her.
So one of our listeners had a program or an article they wanted to see in Village Neighbors Magazine or Village Neighbors Magazine South. How would they contact Denise?
Yeah, the best way is by email, which would be D as in Denise, Lastly, Lasley, at bestversionmedia.com.
Mm-hmm. Do you track the response from your readers to the stories in your magazine?
We don't do any tracking like that. The main tracking, and we don't really do any tracking. If you are asking me how many people respond and so forth, I get it. I'm the only phone number in the front of the magazine. So when people reach out, I get a lot of phone calls. Denise's email is in there as mm-hmm. well. She gets some people reaching out. But yeah, it's a lot of people that are commenting that they liked a specific article or they know a neighbor. And here's one of the key factors we haven't spoken about yet, and maybe y'all are wondering, how do I get to be on the cover of the magazine and why would I want to? You know, it's a pretty cool thing when you think about it. I mean, I've had people that are very well known here in the Villages that I've met, and I had one of them on the cover. I'm not going to mention the name, but he's pretty famous around here. And he said, "Wow, was that when I was on the cover of the magazine? I thought I was pretty well known." I'm like, "Wow, there's a lot of people that are reaching out to me and saying, hey, I saw you on the cover of my magazine and that story. Oh, it's just so heartwarming." You know, we bring people together in a positive way and everybody has a story. So if the criteria to be on the cover is all you have to do is be a resident here. Yep. Everybody has a story.
Yeah. Yeah. I've interviewed a few of the writers here in the Villages and I've read some of their books. Some of them are actually pretty good. Some of them are sad, but sad in the sense of the story not being a happy story, but a story that needs to be told. And there are more writers here than I ever thought possible. I understand the Writers League has more than 300 members, which absolutely was astonishing to me. In the time that we have left, if you want to give one message to our listeners in the Villages, what message would you give them?
That'd be simply this. If you love the magazine, I'm very happy for that. We're trying, my job is to provide you with something that you love to read and enjoy. And the other side of it is free and it's delivered monthly by the post office to your mailbox. And the only way we can do that is by having our sponsors in the magazine, which are our advertisers. So, you know, I do get a lot of calls and a lot of emails thanking us for specific articles and putting out the magazine. But I always remind them to do this. If you wouldn't mind, go out and thank the sponsors in the magazine. And better yet, when you need their services, look to them first, because that helps the magazine in a big way and helps it continue to grow and be a part of the community.
So, Brett, if someone isn't getting the magazine in the mail and they would like to, what should they do?
They could email me. My email's in the magazine, or I can give it to you now. It's bcridge, @bestversionmedia.com. And we can get you added to the mailing list.
Great. I want to thank you for being with us today, Brent. And hopefully everyone is going to be reading your magazine this month.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m. Or should I say pre-recorded? But that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.